If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Is the Fred Dreyer Show coming to you live and coast to coast from the Championship Radio Network, CRN. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the real star of our show is a gentleman right here with me, the one and only, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Need I go on? It's the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the nice handle you've extended to me.
You deserve it.
I'm looking at this this headline here, Skirvin Hotel in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
The building that terrifies NBA superstars.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that on the show today. There's some haunted hotels. Tampa Bay's
funny.
Got them. There's one in Oklahoma City. There's one in Milwaukee, and Mookie Betts will not stay at that. We'll have that story for you.
I don't blame him. If Mookie's not staying there, neither am I.
You were involved, and when you were looking for a college for your daughter, both you and your daughter saw some strange things in the gym, didn't you? In fact, they had it as a TV episode, I think.
It was either the first or the second rated show of celebrity ghost stories.
Yeah.
And my daughter Kate and I saw the weirdest thing in the gymnasium at one of the schools back in Connecticut. And boy, oh boy, would that thing resonate. It was the strangest experience. We don't have time to talk about it right now, but remind me to tell you.
Yes, I'm going to remind you.
I'll try to squeeze it in.
Okay.
But it's spooky as hell.
Yeah, it is. You told me that story, and they'll keep you all on the edge of your seats. We usually tell it around Halloween time, but what the heck? Mookie Betts is scared. We're not shaking in our boots.
Well, if Mookie's scared, then I am too.
I am too. As goes Mookie, so goes us. And by the way, since he stayed at an Airbnb and didn't stay with the rest of the team at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, he's been really chopping the ball up a little bit, so that's good. And he's getting hits too. All right, we're going to take a break. Don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Dreyer's D-R-Y-E-R. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X at Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states. Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Jennifer Horn here. Over a million babies are lost to abortion every year in the United States. Tragically, 70% of those women who had abortions report feeling coerced into aborting their baby. Through Compass Care's nationwide telecare platform, the pro-life community can now reach women anytime, anywhere. From the busy streets of New York City to the beaches of San Diego, a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy can be seen by a pro-life nurse in as little as 24 seconds. Compass Care transforms a woman's fear into confidence, helping her say no to abortion and yes to her baby. Help a woman save her baby at saveababy.us today and get a free ebook with a gift of any amount. Your gift of $47 to Compass Care provides care and support to a woman, saving her from the coercion and her baby from the abortion. Go to saveababy.us, saveababy.us.
All right, welcome back here to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the amazing gentleman here. And it's the show is named after the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the sports lounge, but it's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but that doesn't matter. Fred Dreyer is here in the
Mike,
house.
Mike, it does matter. Don't sell yourself short.
Thank you very much.
I keep saying that. And one of these days, you're going to sell yourself short, and you're not going to be there.
Yeah, that's right. You know? All right, welcome back to the Mike Horn Show. All right, we got, the Fred Dreyer Show with Mike Horn. We got a special guest today. The show is not big enough, Fred, with just you and me here as a backup.
We make room for everybody. Not everybody. We make room for people.
Just the people that we like.
People that we like that are interesting. Here's how we think.
What do we think?
We think that we have good taste in what our audience would like.
Exactly. That's I couldn't have said it better myself. And we like quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
You played football for many years. You play with a lot of quarterbacks, and we like them. And especially guys that played in the Canadian Football League maybe for a couple of years and then realized, what the heck am I doing here?
And I really enjoyed hitting him when I was his teammate.
But you, Fred, that was a problem. See, he was on your team. You don't hit your own quarterback.
Well, I kept telling him, take that red jersey off.
I'm telling you something else. We got the great Vince Ferragamo with us. Vince, welcome to the show.
Hey, I like you guys, too. It's great to be on the Sports Lounge. Man, you guys are the best. I'm telling you. I wear a red jersey for a reason, not to get hit. So I had to keep away from guys like Fred Dreyer.
That's it.
Too tough for me.
But we had fun, Vinny. Vinny, I had fun picking you up and asking you, are you all right? You don't look well, but are you all right?
Hey, Freddie, that's the NFL, right? You got to take a hit. These guys don't get hit the way they used to hit them before.
Well, training camp's is 2 weeks long.
Oh, I know it. I went down there a couple days, and then my grandson wanted to go play flag football. So we ended up playing flag football the whole time. I didn't even watch it down to practice.
So you went to a training camp, and what did you see as the big difference? Because Fred and I went there a few years ago, and I thought they were going to be hitting each other, and pushing those big things around on the football field. Instead, they had those little rubber band things, and they're just stretching like this, and lots of food, so I started eating food.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I said, where are the pads at? They weren't even wearing pads. And now, Fred, they all wear a protective something covering their helmets, so they don't even look like helmets they're wearing out there.
And it looks like the movie Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Oh, gosh. What are you going to do?
So you
went, times change.
You went to do a training camp, Vince, and and you were there, and and then I called you up again, and you said it's over. They broke because they're going to start doing preseason games. Now, is this just the Rams because they're going to go to start training at a different their own facility here eventually? But it's training camp is like only like four weeks. That's it, right?
Yeah, they were at Marymount this year, college up in L.A. near LAX, and last year they were at UCI, and then they changed locations. But now they're back at their training facility in Thousand Oaks. It didn't last very long. It was a short stint, but I think it's, you know, it's the opening of the NFL season, and they're holding a lot of their veterans out. But, you know, I saw Matt Stafford. They're going in Cooper Kupp. They look good. And I mean, that's one thing about the Rams this year, I think, Freddie, is that their offense is pretty well stacked. I do like their receiving core, and you know, their tight ends are stacked at tight end.
And they're healthy. And they're
doing a lot of clever stuff.
They're healthy, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, they are this year.
Yeah, I like them offensively. Of course, the big thing is for me is what are they doing with the defensive line?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, DeJuan Johnson, you know, they drafted him as Mr. Irrelevant last year, the last player, and he looked pretty good in the Dallas game. I think he was playing good. They didn't start some of their first and second round draft pick, Fisk and Verse. They stayed on the sideline. They were from Florida State this year, so they plan to be a big addition to their defense. But, you know, they're out without Aaron Donald. I didn't really see any major dominant player out there, but, you know, they were just a no-name defense. They were all stepped up a little bit. But I wasn't impressed at all with Brian Schottenheimer's offense for Dallas. They just did not look good at all. They were terrible. I mean, it's a reason why McCarthy's not winning in the playoffs. They just don't do anything on offense. And, you know, the new quarterbacks, they got Trey, he's got a lot of work left ahead of him. Well, and I was more impressed with Stetson Bennett, so with the Rams. He did good.
Well, they're going to have to pull it together pretty quick because these games, after you play two games, I think now you're going to be hard pressed to win a game early in the season.
Yeah, they only play three preseason games now.
That's it.
So
it's like three games.
Three games.
So how do you get ready to go for the season if you've been in training camp 2 weeks and then the rest of the time you play some preseason games? You're going to have a lot of injuries when the season gets underway.
Well, there have been injuries throughout the year, I think, Michael, and a lot of it could be the result of them not preparing and getting full shape during the preseason, and they hit the regular season running, and you're not in hitting shape. I think some of the better teams, like the Chiefs, and you know, some of that are playing their starters. You know, they start with their starters for at least a quarter. The 49ers do that. I mean, but the Rams usually reserve the playing time for their veterans to play during the regular season, which
they're going
to, you know, they're obviously looking to evaluate talent, but you got to get those guys ready to play.
They're
going
to find out that as the season goes on, they'll discover, you know, something, we should probably have a longer preseason.
And yeah, you would
and,
think
and,
so.
And they'll all get together and have a timeout. Then they'll file a lawsuit against the Players Association, and it'll be a whole big deal that is just that begs the use of common sense. If you don't know that you're going to be hitting early in the season with live games. That mm-hmm. means something. You're pretty narrow-minded, you know.
Yeah.
Fred Dreyer Show, Vince Ferragamo is our guest. I'm Michael Horn. And, you know, the players, though, Fred, we've talked about this. Vince, I think you were on the show and we talked about it. They wanted less. They said, look, we'll play an extra game in the regular season, but we wanted to cut down on the training camp. And so that's what's happened. And I think it may come back, Fred, as you mentioned, to bite them a little bit here because they're not going to be ready to go.
Well, they're going to wind up, honestly, they're going to wind up when the season, at the start of the season, they'll just tell everybody. We'll meet at the SoFi Stadium. We got a game against Green Bay, and get your uniform. We'll have your uniforms here for you when you get here, and then they just show up, and that'll be it.
Vince, you were there.
Yeah, well,
you saw the training camps.
Yes, I did. And, you know, I think the biggest change, too, Michael, is they're only allowed so many days of full gear practice.
Wait. So now there's a limit to the number of days they can have full gear practice? I mean, you got to wear your gear to play football.
They're only in a uniform once a day. Right. There's no more two-a-days.
Unbelievable.
No more two-a-days. And then during the regular season, maybe one day a week in regular pads. Otherwise, some days, some weeks, they don't even practice in regular pads. So it's, maybe they're getting to flag football. Maybe it's going to be a big deal.
Let's get to the important stuff here. You were at the training camp. What's the food like?
Yeah.
That's what the players want to know. Like, what's the menu?
I don't know.
Come on.
I didn't have enough Italian food for me to be there and the wine, but that's not probably allowed off the premises. But the players eat different than the fans, you know. But I mean, it was we were guests of the fans, and it was pretty nice to be there. But like I said, I was with my grandson. We were out there playing flag football. That was fun.
It's all going to be a drive up a window.
Yeah. You know,
and that'll be lunchtime at the training camp.
That's
a drive in, and then they'll let everybody go home for sleep in their own beds.
Chick-fil-A, if you get about 7 tackles in the game or whatever, they give you a free Jumbo Jack or something. I can see that happening, you know?
Sure.
They got that going on. You're listening to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Vince Ferragamo, I guess. Vince, can you hang on with us? I know you got some busy stuff going on there and everything, but we appreciate you taking time out of your day. We'll get a little bit more from Vince here on the football season. Plus, I got a couple of stories I want to run by you. You talked about flag football. We got one of those coming up for you, too. If you want to email FredDreyer@crntalk.com. FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, coming to you on Sirius Channel 217, XM 203, and the Sirius XM app 967 on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio, and our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles. Vince Ferragamo is our guest today on the show. Good to have Vinny with us. He was at a training camp recently. And Fred, we got a lot of people tuned in over there. Rachel is saying hello to you. And
hello, Rachel.
She is in Birmingham, Alabama. And we also have Lori. She says, listening to us at the Iowa State Fair. So that's good stuff. So Vince, you talked about flag football. You're at training camp, and you're watching the Rams, and you watched some Dallas, and you watched a few things. And at the Olympic Games in 2028 in Los Angeles, now the fans are going to get their first take. Have you heard this? Flag football, a version of the American football, and it's been added to the program for the Olympic Games. What do you think about that, Fred? You're shaking your head. What's the deal?
I cannot believe how things have degenerated in this country.
Vince, what do you think?
Well, I have a different take on it because I think it's a great little sport for young players to play, and I'm starting the Ferragamo Flag Football League here in Orange County.
Conflict.
It's very popular. I like
conflict.
It too, Vince. I like,
conflict
I like it as
of
well.
Interest. You got
to. I have a couple nieces. I have a couple nieces that are high school age, and they're playing it. And they came to me, and they can't believe how fun it is. The one's a linebacker, one's a running back, and they're enjoying it. I mean, they're going to offer women's collegiate flag football for the first year at the Santiago Canyon College, where we're doing our flag football league this year. So it's going to be interesting.
I think that's great. I do think it's great.
Yeah.
For the kids.
I do.
You know, but I'm. Don't tell me it's a world event. It just is.
You don't think Olympics? It's not an Olympic event.
You can get any fat guy out there, Mike.
Take it easy.
Take
it easy, Fred.
Push him out on the field.
You got to make it to the guy first so you can grab the flag. That's what I'm looking at. That's good.
Whew, well, I remember growing up as a kid too, though, Fred. You know, I was too heavy to play tackle football, so I played flag football. It was a good thing, but when I went to high school, it was different to put the pads on. Obviously, it's a different game, different kind of sport. But I think the flag football at a young age teaches the kids, you know, the idea of respect and teamwork and philosophies and how to throw and catch the ball and all coordinating pass routes. That's kind of fun to teach the kids, and I think that's the beauty of the game, I think, at a young age.
So tell us, you got a flag football league. How do the fans get involved with that? Tell us about it.
Well, Ferragamo FFL is our website.com, and we're promoting it, and it's very popular. There's kids all in throughout Orange County, throughout the country right now that are playing it, and there's waiting lists of people trying to sign up and play. So it's a 6-on-6 game, and there's no contact. And they spread the ball around. They can run it. They have to throw. The quarterback has to throw. There's no direct runs, and it's just a fun game. It teaches them about ball control as far as football goes. So,
now do you have a network? You have a network to carry the games, because our parent company CRN might be interested. And in addition, Fred, I don't know about you, but maybe you and I go in as be the number one broadcast team for the Ferragamo Flag Football League.
I want to see this.
What do you think?
We need some advisors, Fred. I need you to come out and
I'm gonna get you out there, Vinny. I'm gonna get you out there, and I'm gonna get. Let's go out to Vinny to the sidelines and see what's going on down there, Vinny. There'll be kids selling, ice cream cones on the sideline.
This is going on now, Vince. You started the league already. So you guys are playing games now?
No, we're mimicking the NFL. We'll start the regular season in September. So September 6th is Friday nights. We play Friday nights, so it doesn't interfere with the college football or pro football on the other days.
You're lucky. It's the only game. It's the only night.
They should play at least one game
every night.
I hope you guys are free.
I'm gonna
come. I can't wait. That sounds good.
And you gotta come see it.
What's the website? The Ferragamo FFL.com. Is that right?
Correct. correct. That's correct.
Okay, well,
you got it.
Plug it a couple more times
for
it.
Take a look at it.
Now, there's some coaches available for that, and I'm telling you, the Olympics.
We need coaches.
Well, here's
Mike McCarthy will be
Fred,
available.
There's a spot for you.
Here's the story, because Jim Harbaugh is now the coach here for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Right. Yes.
And apparently, he's offered an old friend of his, Colin Kaepernick, maybe a possibility of being one on his coaching staff.
I thought he was going to offer him to play.
No, as a coach. Well, Kaepernick is 36 years old now, but he said earlier this month he's still training and hopes to be playing again. But in this case, Harbaugh said he discussed having Kaepernick with the Chargers, but in the capacity of a coach rather than as a player. And he said that Kaepernick's considering it. So we'll see what's happening there. But there might be some coaches available.
That's a good point, Michael.
There's been a lot of people that bent over backwards trying to help that kid. And he walked away from it.
Well, maybe he's be able to come back for this. What do you think, Vince?
As far as the Chargers are concerned, I mean, they need a lot of help on the offensive coordination side. Because Greg Roman, I don't think he's got a clue of what's happening out there. From what I saw in the first preseason game, I was very dejected from watching that game.
Yeah, how so?
I mean, their quarterback didn't look good at all. They didn't know what they were doing. There's no versatility. There's no variety to this offense. I mean, come on, it's not 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I understand trying to be physical and showing that. You have to be able to do that, Fred. But, you know, their offense had no rhyme to reason what they were doing. Very much unlike what the Rams were doing. Stetson Bennett statistically didn't have a good game, but he felt in control. He felt very comfortable. He felt organized. He was very coordinated as what he was doing with his players and the system and getting plays called and the motion and getting a variety of plays run. And, you know, I was impressed, right? You know who they had playing, too, is that Stoops' son, Bob Stoops. He played great. He was a little slot receiver. Whittington played well from Texas. Obviously, Stoops was from Oklahoma. And I like Boston Scott. All those guys. They played good. They did good.
But they need coaching help. They need some plays. They need some work being done. Vince Ferragamo is our guest, Fred Dreyer show here. And for the Chargers, right?
Yeah, Chargers and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Brian Schottenheimer, I don't know what he was doing. These guys are getting paid to coach. They sure didn't look like it.
Well, they don't have any training camp. I mean, what do they do? They do 2 weeks or three?
Well, plays. At least they can call plays. I mean, we can call more variety of plays in flag football than they were calling up.
If you're going to cut down on the players' time on the field, you're also going to cut down on the coaches' time on the field. You know,
Then be more intuitive. Then get in the classroom and then go over more plays. They're so stagnant.
There's no way you can't cut that week up and make it more prosperous and get them out there and put them in shorts if you don't want to put them on pads.
Well, they got those
rules.
You
get them on shorts and you get them out there and you make them run and you make them go through their gymnastics so they're in shape and they are awake when kickoff comes on Sunday.
I watched the Seattle game, and that Seattle coach, they knew what they were doing. There was a lot of versatility in their off. They look good.
Really?
I was impressed
with
that
their new coach there in Seattle. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
that's the team. That's the coach that should have went with Jim Harbaugh. He came out of Michigan as well.
So. Yeah. Well, he can't come back. Coaches. He can't go. He's disbarred for a while from teaching at the universities.
Well,
but
he's not gonna,
I think he hopefully
well, he's going
to stay there.
Football.
Yeah. Now the Colts, their quarterback backup Joe Flacco, who did a good job last year with with the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. So he's backup. He's wearing, and Fred, this is of interest to you possibly, and you too, Vince. I'm sure Vince Ferragamo. He wore cleats this week, special cleats designed to reduce the risk of ACL, Achilles tendon type high ankle injuries. It's made by Caddix, CADDIX, Caddix cleats. They're supposedly an improved underperforming cleat that has a better release score of a better, like 17%. They release more. So the Caddix cleats now in production incorporate optimal cleat to shape, length, and configuration, but they perform better on the fake turf.
I have to see that, Vinny, don't you? I mean,
yes, I would too, but you know, it's obvious that the AstroTurf field do have more predominance of injury than natural grass.
It
so
sure
they're going to have to come up with more different ways to protect the players. Otherwise, you're going to have to go to regular grass on every field.
Well, the Players Association is literally 30 years behind on their addressing that the ownership, the executive committee, executive committees have to address the fact that you're jeopardizing people's extremities by not coming up with an answer for that. And the answer is take the turf out.
Yeah,
That's it. What I would say.
So this cleat moves relative to the surface, and it can substantially reduce, they say, the load on the foot, the ankle, and the knee.
Yeah, good.
So I have to see that too. I might want to use it when I walk on my carpet.
That's subjective. Yeah, but I could tell you one thing: if they put natural grass back on there, you would see a lower incidence of injuries.
Agreed.
Natural grass, and forget the new shoes.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. Totally. And the players want it.
The players are too a little too slow on the switch to demand that their health be the number one consideration.
They're more concerned with practicing less and getting, you know, less hits during practice. And
yeah, they want to practice. They want to practice 45 minutes.
Yeah.
They want to practice 45 minutes, and that's it.
That's it.
Vince Ferragamo, we love you, man. And we want everybody to go to FerragamoFFL.com. There'll be reports there coming up. It's going to follow football season start. We're going to come out and watch you at September. When's the first game? September 6th?
September 6th. And, hey, I got a shout-out to Hawaii. I drove by Lahaina. I'm here now on Kaanapali Beach looking at the white caps out there, but what a sad sight it was to see Lahaina, but I just got to tell you.
Hang on, Vince.
And renovating.
Hang on one second. I want to hear about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Okay.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for $1. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a $1 Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, $1 Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for $1? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Power comes in many forms. The beloved power nap, the enviable power couple, the celebrated power hitter. But around here, Kohl's Cash is power. And if you earned it recently, it's time for your power trip to Kohl's. Will you redeem your Kohl's Cash on those Adidas sneakers you've been eyeing? Will you flex at the block party with that new ice cream maker? Will you replace your kids' favorite shorts because they outgrew them again? However you redeem your Kohl's Cash before it expires, more power to you. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's. Additional exclusions may apply.
Welcome back here to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. And we do want to make a quick announcement here to some of our listeners in there. Martine is watching us. She says she loves the ghost story. She's in Cape Canaveral listening to the show about ghosts. And we're going to talk more about that. But it's just pretty amazing to have everybody watching us on Facebook Live, on Roku TV, on YouTube, and, of course, on Sirius XM, KBC 790, our flagship station in L.A., and CRN Talk, and, of course, nationwide and coast-to-coast listening to us here on CRN and Sports Byline Radio Network. Now, we also have Vince Ferragamo. So, Vince, we also wanted to hold you over here for a second because you mentioned you're in Kaanapali Beach. We just had our announcement there for Kaanapali Beach Resort. They're open again, right?
I just heard it, Michael. They're a sponsor for your show, but we're at the Kaanapali Beach Resort.
You're there. You listened to the commercial and you showed up.
I'm right outside the beach club where they, you know, where they have served breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I'm just, oh, it's beautiful weather here. The trade winds are blowing about 10 miles an hour. You can see the white caps on the water.
Love it.
Yeah, you can do everything here. They're playing cornhole on the grass over there, the pools, the beautiful weather. I mean, it's just the water temperature is so great.
The best golf course, by the way, Vince. You play it, and you're looking at the whole.
Well, I brought my club. Where should I go play?
And you were right there at Kaanapali Beach. They got three different courses, and you look to your left, and there's the beach. There's sitting there, so you're staring at that, and then you got to make your hit. I'm telling you, it's great. Now
we got to play golf one day for sure.
Okay,
too bad you guys are not here. We could do. Too bad we're not FaceTiming right now. It'd be great.
We should be. We should have you on Facebook Live with us next time. And by the way, because you've got the better views than we do here in studio, it's just past the 1 year anniversary of that devastation there at Lahaina, and you just were mentioning that. That's why I wanted to get a report. Literally nothing has been rebuilt there yet, has it? It's still devastated.
No, but the banyan tree, I believe, is still there. I mean, we drove as close as we could. They're just unauthorized vehicles. You can't get really down to Front Street.
Right.
But it's devastated. It's been cleared out. They've done a great job. They're clearing the brush. They're trying to get it all. It's in the process of rehabilitation. So,
you're our roving reporter for Hawaii, man.
That's right.
Man, I'm telling you.
Official roving
reporter. It was so sad to see because we remember many years coming here and visiting and shopping down there. But I guess the Cheeseburger Paradise that's going to be put back and all
good.
So they're on their way. But Kaanapali, you know, it's funny because how the fire spread. It just kind of hit Lahaina.
It spread
to Kaanapali, so thank God.
The wind whipped it right down, but good that they're getting Cheeseburger in Paradise back because that's a place.
That's very important for you, Mike.
Part of my training program, my regimen. That's the first stop when I get to Kaanapali Beach. I stop in Lahaina at the Cheeseburger in Paradise, and I hope they bring the Ruth's Chris back, too. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll have a Mai Tai for you guys, and I'll thank you guys.
Thank you. I'm sure you will.
Do my best to Jody.
Yeah, say hi.
I will. Thanks, Freddie.
Hey, we love you, brother. FerragamoFFL.com, and thanks so much for being with us.
All right. Talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Great.
Adios,
Vince
buddy.
Ferragamo there, ladies and gentlemen. And he's a good man, and we like to have him here on the show. Now, we promised a ghost story, and they're lining up here, Fred, on Facebook Live. And let me just set it up here for a second, if I could. Dodgers playing this week in Milwaukee. And in Milwaukee, there's a hotel called the Pfister, P-F-I-S-T-E-R. Fister, the Pfister Hotel, and it is supposedly haunted. And Mookie Betts was, for the last 2 years, that's the official hotel that they give the visiting club to stay at, and Mookie won't stay there anymore. He went to an Airbnb instead. Last year when he was there, I think he went 2-for-12 or something in at-bats. He said, no, I'm not doing anything getting near the Pfister Hotel. So
I don't think that's the Pfister Hotel.
Yeah, and no, this is the one in Milwaukee I'm talking about. P-F-I-S-T-E-R.
And Skirvin Hotel in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. So anyway, apparently this Pfister, there was a guy named Charles Pfister. He wanted to run a great hotel. He wanted it beautiful, elegant, make it prideful. So they say after he passed away, his spirit continues to monitor the staff, make sure guests are well treated. So a lot of people have seen things happen there. Some of the Dodgers mentioned there's knocks on the door and stuff. Adrian Beltre, when he played on the Dodgers, this was back in 2001. I can't believe they still have the players playing there. He said he heard knocking on his door while staying at the Pfister. The TV, the air conditioner turned off. Recently, the Braves were there. They said the water was hot and then cold, and the TVs were turning on, and the pressure of the water was going up and down. Bryce Harper in 2012, when he was with the Nationals, said, and I'm quoting him, "I laid a pair of jeans and a shirt on that table at the foot of the bed. When I woke up in the morning, I swear on everything, the clothes were on the floor and the table was on the opposite side of the room." So there's a story for you. G-Man Choi, he was said, quoting him, "I was scared at first in 2016, so I didn't want to open my eyes. I dealt with a lot more times after that." And unfortunately, G-Man Choi followed that into the game, didn't open his eyes, and struck out 3 times. I made that part up. Now, and Choi said there was other times he was laying on his side and felt a spirit crawl up behind him to hug him. Okay? Carlos Martinez.
That was room service.
Carlos Martinez, when he was with the Cardinals, he said Marcel Ozuna, he claimed to have seen a ghost. He says, "We were here in Milwaukee, and he said, I just saw a ghost in Ozuna's room, and then he saw one there too. We were here, and he said, we all stuck here, but we are going to sleep together." Now, so we started looking around at other hotels. Oklahoma City, your daughter lives there. This is the Skirvin Hotel in Oklahoma City. A guy named Derek Rose from the Bulls grew up in a dangerous neighborhood in Chicago. He couldn't spend one night at the Skirvin without making rookie James Johnson, also the Bulls, share a room with him. Ron Artest, he considered filing charges against the Skirvin's ghost for touching him inappropriately. Kyrie Irving, this is the basketball player stay at this one in Oklahoma City, never experienced any paranormal experience at the Skirvin, but claims that bed bugs prevented him from playing. So the legend is the owner of the Skirvin, a guy named William Balzer Skirvin. Now, 3 words there. That means he's either a crazy guy or
he's
be an assassin.
Yes,
got 3 names there. So William Balzer Skirvin said, he had an affair with a maid at the hotel, and after getting her pregnant, he locked her at the top floor to hide her away. And after the baby was born, nobody ever saw the maid again. So there's stuff. Now, you on TV told a story when you were looking for schools for your daughter Kate. You guys were going searching around the country. You were in the East Coast somewhere, as I recall. Is that correct?
We were in Connecticut, actually.
In Connecticut, okay.
Yeah, we were in Connecticut, and we took a tour of campus, and the last bit of territory that we crossed was a very old gymnasium that had a swimming pool inside. The gymnasium.
Yep.
And so all of the parents and the kids, we filed up, the doors opened up, and we felt a cold blast of cold air come in, and I stepped back because I was the last one, and to come into the opening, and there was. To the left, a railing, and I went over to the railing and looked down, and I saw this black lagoon surface that was the swimming pool with about 4 or 5 swimmers dressed in 20s bathing suits jumping into the pool, swimming to the side, getting out, and repeating that action.
This was as part of the tour. You saw this when you went in there to look.
Yeah, and now while I'm looking over there, my daughter is ahead of me, and she's talking with some students and parents who were there to decide if they want their kids to go to the school and stuff, you know.
Sure.
So I looked at that. I didn't know what to think, and I kind of looked around, and I looked over to the wall opposite the pool, and there was an entire wall, top to bottom, side to side, of plaques.
So awards,
just,
that they've won.
Just plaques.
Plaques.
Right? And so I said, geez, this is some deal here. And so I didn't think too much of what I had seen, of the pool and all of those things. And,
right.
I didn't even really come to mind that they were dressed in 20s wool, single-piece, V-neck bathing suits. So I walked over to the far wall, and I just started taking a look. And the more closer I looked, the more I realized these weren't plaques of achievement; they were headstones.
Oh my God!
All of them.
So they weren't plaques of achievement; they're headstones.
Headstones. And so I backed out, and my daughter saw me, and then, of course, you know, the woman giving the lecture, I realized that nobody was responding to what I was looking
at. They didn't see what you saw.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure, well, did I see it or not? So I walked out, and I went down the ramp out into the sunshine, and I was thinking about this, and so the woman came by, the guide came by, and says, oh, we're going to have dinner later on, and we'll all meet in the cafeteria. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, see you later. So in the meantime, go home and get go back to your room and get cleaned up for dinner, and we'll all discuss our visit.
Our day, yeah.
So I said, yeah, okay, that's a good idea. So we had an old hotel in Washington, Connecticut. There might be some people listening right now who are there right now. But what happens is I knock on the door, and my daughter says, yeah, just a second. So she puts her hair up in a towel and puts on a robe and then tells me, okay, come on in. And she's sitting on the edge of the bed, kind of out of sorts. You know, I said, are you tired? Well, I'll come back if you're tired. She says, no. She says, I want to talk to you about something. And I could see that she didn't know kind of how to tell me.
Right.
So I'm thinking, wow, what is this?
What's going on?
I think I've got a story. Yeah. She's probably got a doozy. And sure enough, we sat there, and I just took a stab at it. I said, how about that pool? Did you see the pool? And she sat up, like her hair on the back of her neck. She sat up, and she says, yeah, and how about the headstones that were on the wall?
Oh, my God. You're giving me goosebumps. Come on.
And so she saw exactly what I saw. And
nobody else saw it.
And we were the only two.
Not even the person giving the tour.
Nothing.
It must be some special gene in your family or whatever.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. So the next morning, we went over and talked to the headmaster. Hey, thanks a lot for showing us around. And I said, can I ask you a question? Is there anything that we should know about the pool? I mean, were there any accidents or tragedies? He says, well, in the 20s, we had 4 students drown.
Oh.
And I said, oh, yeah, were they wearing black bathing suits? She goes, yeah, they were. Why? I said,
Now you're creeping me out. We got to go to a break. Fred Dreyer Show. Best Fred Dreyer Show ever. Save this one for Halloween. We'll be back.
The Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You certainly got us uncomfortable there, Fred Dreyer. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He is Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And what a story there that took place with you and your daughter, Kate. That was on TV as well, too. Speaking of TV, Fred, interesting comments and things coming down the line here today. We got to say hello to Martine listening to us, and we have Chris, and she says Hunter is shown in syndication. She said she didn't realize that they can condense what is a 60-minute show in a 30-minute show. Now, this is the second person that told us this. It's in our chat room. So Christine has a question for you. How do they keep the integrity of the show when this is done, and how do you, as an actor, feel about it?
How do I feel about the show being cut in half?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it per se.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it's they're doing it because they've got enough shows to do that.
Right.
So we did 160 shows or something, I think.
I guess, Chris, what network? Tell us, write to us, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, or contact us in the chat room. Tell us what network is showing a 30-minute version of Hunter, because I see it as on Roku. They got it there, and I've watched them, and they're 60 minutes.
So, no, they're originally a 60-minute show.
And I think that somebody mentioned here, I think Pamela mentioned that Get TV has them coming on and the weekends now, and I think those are 60 minutes as well, too.
Yeah, those are 60 minutes.
Yeah. So pretty interesting stuff, I'll tell you. Thanks to everybody in the chat room for talking to us. Clayton, hello to you. Clayton is in Klamath Falls, and Nikki is in Nebraska, and that's our show. So final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, as we head into another week. Football season getting ready to go underway. What are your thoughts there?
I think this show qualifies to be cut and down into 15 minutes.
Okay, that's good. Join us next week for our 15-minute version. One ghost story and we're gone. That's it. Now, follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email Fred, FredDreyer,
yes,
at crntalk.com, Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, Charlie, Robert, Nancy, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. See you next week. Final thoughts, Fred?
Yes, I do. Thank you.